I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Want a little extra money in your pocket? All right. Go to CableTV.com. There is a site called CableTV.com. I have no idea who runs it.
The cable television, of course.
I don't know if it's the folks at Comcast or Xfinity. I don't know.
Just cable TV in general.
Oh, they're
all in cahoots.
Oh, the cable TV peoples.
Yep.
Well, they're going to pay somebody $1,000, one big G, to binge watch all 10 of the Star Wars movies back to back.
That's just a weekend for you.
Well, you, and you're joking? You really aren't joking.
Huh?
I'm in the process of doing this right now.
Are you really?
Yes. $1,000 should be coming my way.
Yeah, right,
someone should pay me right now.
Yeah, you should hit him up. Be like, look, I'm already doing this.
I know. That is the thing.
I'll take $500.
I've already started. I'm already in the middle of episode two. So I've already started.
Oh, you started at one?
Of course I started at one. I know people hate one, but I actually, I like one.
The order it was episode six, then episode nine, then episode two.
Episode nine. Well, I'd have to I'd have to have a severe illness to see episode nine, because that's the one that's coming out December 20th.
My bad.
But you're right. You could watch episode six and episode nine. Finally, you'd get to watch the only Star Wars movies that'll matter to you. You know, once they
those are the two best
ones,
of course.
Wow.
So what is it, Rev? What would you do? 5, 6, 7? Is it?
Four, five.
I don't know.
Yes. No. 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
Which I did over Thanksgiving. We watched that in addition to football. So we did. I'm already, three in.
Yeah, but you're not going to watch one, so you won't.
No,
qualify.
No. Number one doesn't exist. It's like Highlander 2, man.
They have to. You have to watch one in order to get your $1,000. You have to watch them all. Actually, all 10, including Solo and Rogue One.
Does it say though what order you have to watch them in?
Does not.
Okay.
Yeah. They're just accepting applications until next Wednesday. If you'd like to make $1,000, I feel like you have to watch them back to back to back to back. That's 22 hours and 25 minutes of viewing time.
Oh my God.
Now I will spread it out and do other things in my life as opposed to just watching, you know, this back to back to back.
Right, like watch Star Trek.
Yeah, of course.
Cleanse the palate every once in a while.
Sure. Maybe watch a football game here and there that will give me, you know, cardiac arrest, you know, that kind of a thing. Yeah.
I don't even know if there's I'm trying to think if there's a movie that I could just sit through, like a franchise. Yeah, I mean, Rocky, I don't know if I could do Rocky in one weekend.
That's the only thing that you could do that I would see that you care about is Rocky and being a
Mighty
franchise.
Ducks. I'd probably have an easier time doing the Mighty Ducks.
How many are there?
There's only three.
I think there's only three.
And that is a TV series, right? The cartoon or something?
Oh, boy.
I think they're working on a TV show as well.
And you would watch all three Mighty Ducks? You could do it.
Oh, no problem.
No problem. Okay.
I could start right now on the show.
I'll give you $20.
Okay, I'll do it for $20.
Yeah, that's about all it's worth.
That's $20 more than I thought I'd have.
It's a good point.
I'm in.
Is there anybody else? Anybody else? Is there something you'd watch? You would watch some sort of franchise?
I've done the Cornetto trilogy in the theaters. So that's Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End. I've done that twice in the theaters.
Yeah, I haven't seen those movies in a while. That would be worth doing again.
It is.
Harry Potter.
All of them?
All of them. Every time they come on USA, I sit there and watch them, like Harry Potter Weekend. Oh, it's fantastic.
Do you fast forward through Deathly Hallows
Part 1? No, that's the best one.
Part 1 is the
so
best?
Awesome.
No, it's not.
That entire book is the best book. And that is the best.
I'm not saying the book isn't good.
No,
the
movie translation was bad. That was great.
Really?
Yes.
You're the only person I know that likes Deathly Hallows 1.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Wow. You are the first person I've met. Even like diehard Harry Potter fans go, yeah, it was a bit much. That Deathly Hallows 1 was
Love
a bit
it.
Much. A lot of people thought they should have just made one movie. You don't. You really thought it was worth two movies.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic.
Well, he's insane, Steve.
Well,
he deserves to be paid for that.
I've never seen a single one of them. My wife likes them. That's all I know about Harry Potter.
You've never seen any Harry Potter?
I mean, they've been on while I've been ignoring it.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting there on the couch as they're being shown on the television. I've just chosen to play on my phone
or
fall asleep.
I have to tell you, you really have to love them. You really do. Yeah. Because...
Yeah,
they have their moments, but you know, I would say the first one was really amazing, and then after that, you know, they have their moments, and you love them. You have to love them. You really do. You know, it's sort of like Avengers Endgame. I think you really have to love the Marvel Universe to think that movie's as great as everybody thinks it is.
So he says, I binged all of the Star Wars movies in order on Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Kidding, man, you missed out on $1,000. And I'm looking, it does say you can watch them in chronological order. Release order, or any order at all, really. We trust you and the Force on this one.
The only thing I've ever said to anybody is if you know nothing about Star Wars, then there is a surprise that happens that you get spoiled if you watch them in chronological order. That's all. I mean, you know, the best movie of all, and I think people still think for the most part the best movie is Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
False. And,
really? What do you like better?
Oh, The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi hasn't come out yet. Oh, no. Oh, the last one. Oh, you're just being a troll. Yes, it's Rise of Skywalker.
Solo's the best of them all, if you ask me.
It's really good.
Solo's a good movie. People don't... They think you're kidding.
The conversation ever.
But it is a good movie.
Good morning, everyone.
But
you're a nerd.
A lot of people think Solo's as bad as Deathly Hallows 1.
What? Those people are idiots.
Yeah, I know. Well, Danny likes Deathly Hallows 1, so...
Well, Danny's an idiot. We've already established this.
But the idea is this.
That's rude.
Spoiler alert.
I think he's the marginal idiot, not a big idiot.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
You've had pretty much for 40 years to figure out who Yoda is.
Hmm.
Yeah. And Yoda gets surprised in Episode 5. You don't know who Yoda is, and so if you all of a sudden watch 1, 2, and 3, you're going to know who exactly Yoda is, and it's not going to be a big surprise when you see him in the forest. That's all.
So I said, Steve, I bet you could binge watch all the Babysitter franchise.
No.
There's a lot of those, isn't there?
I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it in 24 hours. I mean, there's only so much stamina to watch those kind of movies.
Yeah, and how long will you really last? I mean, really. Like,
right.
I'll give you 20 minutes in the first one, you're done. And that's really giving you a lot of time.
Well, I mean, we all know you watch Babysitters 2 first before you watch Babysitters 1, BJ.
Yeah, you're right.
A true fan knows that.
Yeah, jeez. You know that. There's something spoiled if you watch 1.
Ooh, someone says Police Academy. I've been wanting to do that, actually.
Isn't there like 8 of those?
There's a lot of them. I think after 3 or 4, I think really they kind of went downhill, right?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they got the little bit of that jumpstart when they brought Bobcat on.
Yeah, Bobcat's no problem, but when did the Goot leave?
I don't know if the Goot ever left.
Oh, I thought he left a couple of them, but I could be wrong.
I'm not sure.
Michael Winslow was in all of them, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Bobcat. I thought his addition to Police Academy was good. Yeah. But I think after 4, I think I was out the door. I mean, I may have seen them, but I can't remember.
So it says, BJ, you'll probably binge watch the Twilight series.
Well, of course. I mean, how can I not binge watch the Twilight series?
Vampires are cool.
I'm going to twinkle my way to just ecstasy. Yeah. God. I never even watched. You know what? I never even watched the last one. I don't even know how it ended. When you guys made fun of me and said no one needs to watch this.
They all died.
Oh, they all died?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. They all burned up. They all twinkled to death.
Yeah.
Lovely. We got a pro football player. Let me try that again. A pro football player who's in trouble with the NFL. Oh, boy. Pulling a Pete Rose for betting on football games. And he even bet against his own team. Oh, boy. Steve's got the Migs report. I'll tell you all about it at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to PJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Oswego Mortgage for giving us the Migs Report. And happy National Apple Pie Day, baby.
Ooh, wow. Today's the day for it, huh?
I'm an apple crisp kind of guy, personally.
Well, I can't argue with that.
But as long as it's apples and Cool Whip, it's healthy and delicious.
Oh, is it healthy and delicious? Yeah. Yeah, my wife has a knobby apple cake that she makes. It's so good.
Excuse me? What the hell is that?
It's just the way she calls it, but it's a cake that's got that crisp sort of coffee cake vibe, but it's made with apples. Ooh. It's got a little crisp to it.
Like an apple crisp.
Yeah, but it's not an apple crisp because it's a full cake.
It's a cake. It's not a pie.
It's not a pie. It's a cake, buddy.
What the F?
Yeah, man.
I'm confused.
Mind blown.
It's more like a coffee cake sort of style cake.
Ah. Yeah.
Oh.
Understand.
Doesn't have any frosting or anything on it.
On to her.
And you know what?
Do you put Cool Whip on it?
Yeah, if you want to.
Nice.
All right.
It's also Giving Tuesday, so maybe you give somebody an apple pie.
Oh, man.
It's actually a cool day. It's a day to just donate to some charity, do some good things. Might I recommend sending some money on over to Coach for Kids? It's a great thing that we're doing now.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Get some Coach for Kids that are in need of a coat because the season, it's cold out there. So it'll be nice for people to do that. You can go to KISW.com. Speaking of Giving Tuesday, I thought it was an interesting thing. They said being on the receiving end of a good deed makes you 20% more likely to do a good deed and pay it forward.
Oh, really?
Unless you're me and somebody buys me a Starbucks drink in the line in front of me, I never pay it forward.
You never pay it forward.
Well, I just don't know what the person behind me is getting. If I can know.
Yeah.
Be like, if they're only getting like a cup of coffee, sure. But what if the person behind me is getting like something for the whole office?
So, you feel weird asking?
Yeah, that's awkward.
What do they get? How much is it for the guy behind me? Oh, it's going to be $30, sir.
Yeah, I'll pass. Yeah, how about the guy behind him?
Yeah, what's he doing? Anybody doing $5? I can do $5 right now.
Did you say charities that help kids are the favorite group to donate to? So again, Coach for Kids, people.
That's a great. It's only 20 bucks. That's all it takes to put a new coat on a kid. KISW.com.
Well, let's talk about this football player in a little bit of trouble because I don't know if he knew this, but it's not a good thing to bet on pro football games when you're a pro football player.
Wait, really?
And it's also not good to bet against your own team.
Wait a second. It's not good to bet against your own team as a player?
I don't know if you know this guy. He plays for the Arizona Cardinals. He's a safety. His name is Josh Shaw. He's been injured. So while he was out injured, he decided, you know what? I got some time to kill. I'll place some wagers on things. According to ESPN, he placed a wager on a three-team second-half parlay, and he put it through Las Vegas last month, and it included his team, the Arizona Cardinals, losing. The best part about all of this is that when he opened up his online account, he wasn't even trying to hide the fact that he played professional football. He listed his occupation as, quote, professional football player.
So he probably thought there was no problem since he wasn't playing.
Absolutely.
He probably was that just ignorant to the whole process.
Yeah, so it's, the Vegas Caesars, they contacted the Nevada State Gambling Control Board. They're like, what's going on with this? And they looked into it, and he's a pro player, betting on pro games. It's a big no-no. He's been suspended for the rest of the season and all of next season as well.
Wow.
And, of course, he's out this season, though, because of an injury, but still, done.
Yeah. Boy, talk about this. He's got to be clueless, right? You can't be that much of an idiot, can you?
He has to be clueless. He put down that he plays in the NFL as his occupation.
Wow. Man.
Speaking of football, big game yesterday, Monday Night Football.
Was there a game last night?
Yeah, this team called the Seattle Seahawks took on the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
And...
Yeah.
Go Hawks, indeed. Buddy. The Seahawks won 37-30. The running game was just on fire. I mean, the tandem of Rashad Penny and also Chris Carson, they rushed for 218 yards.
That's a lot of yards.
That's the most allowed by Minnesota this season. Carson had 102, including a touchdown. Penny had 74. He had a touchdown as well. And Russell Wilson, not his best game, but still good enough.
Yeah.
Led the charge. But the big talk about the Seahawks, of course, is the number one talk is the fact that now they are in first place in the NFC West. They have a similar record to the San Francisco 49ers, 10-2, but they have the tiebreaker because they beat the 49ers a few games back. So that's pretty awesome.
How insane is that the Niners went from being like one of the top teams in the league, now they're a wild card?
Right.
It's nuts.
The last few games of the season are going to be a lot of fun to watch between those two teams. And then it all ends with them going head-to-head for the final game of the season. Who knows what that could be?
Yeah,
that's insanity.
That's going to be insanity.
How about also players on the Seahawks did all this with the flu? I did not know this, but Trey Flowers and David Moore both were battling a bad flu. They lost a combined 22 pounds in the past week because of the illness.
Wow.
And both of them had great games. So maybe they just need to be sick for the entire season.
That's what it's got to be, man. I know. I've been battling that myself.
And look at you.
I haven't lost any weight.
But you had some of your best performances.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, buddy. Yeah.
I don't know what, but yeah, some of your best.
See, I want the flu where you lose weight. Man, how do you get that?
By getting the flu.
Oh, yeah. That's what
and not continuously eating.
Oh, yeah. That's
you probably got to vomit and do all the fun stuff that involves that, BJ.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess maybe I don't have the flu because I didn't vomit and I didn't lose weight and I kept eating.
Yeah, hard pass on all that, right?
Yeah. All right.
But one of the other things that people were talking about was the fact that Russell Wilson was mic'd up. I don't know if you were paying attention.
I did pay attention to a lot of things he said.
Man, social media is a fun place to be because people are just giving him the business because of the fact that they felt that Russell Wilson was cringeworthy at best when it came to what he was saying on the sidelines throughout the game. So I grabbed some of the clips and I figured we could figure out whether or not we thought it was all that bad. I thought it was just typical Russell Wilson rah-rah stuff.
Yeah.
I was ready to get on the field for him, but I was on my couch, so I didn't do any of that. But here's one clip of him just being motivated with some of his teammates.
Clear heart, clear mind, clear eyes. Let's go to work, man. One play at a time, locked in. Let's go do this thing together. Whatever it takes. Great language. Unwavering. Unwavering language. Unwavering belief.
But my wife did mention something when they kept going to him. She's like, do you think any of the players are like, okay, man, we get it. You're positive.
Yeah.
Like, we're on board, but
yeah.
Tone it down, Russ. Here's another clip of him just talking to some of his teammates.
Go to work, man. One play at a time. One play at a time. Let's go. Here we go. No fear. No fear, baby. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. We're going to answer right here for you, fellas. We're going to answer right here for you. We're going to answer right here for you. Let's go to work.
And the trouble, here's the thing, though. He answered right there. I mean, he did exactly what he was going to say. People want to give him a hard time, but what did he do? He went out and he answered for the fellas.
I do love that he used the no fear line. No fear.
No fear.
It's like a 90s t-shirt.
Yeah.
Here he is talking to Chris Carson.
Great job, Chris. That's the way. How did they do 3-2? Beautiful. Beautiful. Big time. Big time. That's the way to run that rock. That's the way to run that rock, baby. There you go.
I do like he calls all of his teammates by their numbers.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say 32. He goes 3-2.
Yeah, 3-2.
Penny's 2-0.
Yeah.
Here he is motivating some of his teammates some more.
Hey, let's go get a touchdown this drive. We're going to need it, man. We're going to need it right here. One play at a time. One play at a time. Great confidence. Great confidence. Great belief. Great confidence. Great belief. No fear.
That's all he's saying. That's all he says the whole time.
He yells random things.
Yeah, he does. He yells random positive affirmations to people.
That's why when people are like, oh, he's so stock when it comes to when he's being interviewed. Yeah, I think he just does that all the time. He's just full of stock words and stock phrases.
Yeah, he definitely feels like a guy from the 90s, like from the new age community of the 90s. I mean, it's just, all he is a positive affirmation book. Like, you know, one of those page day calendars. Just, if you just kept reading those things,
that's
all they ever say.
Yeah. But my favorite, it almost felt like he was getting a little bit more seductive with his teammates on this one.
Love you, boys. Baby, let's go break it open. Why not? Why don't I get real hot right here? Why don't I get real hot right here?
Yeah, that was an interesting line. I'm going to get real hot right here. I'm like, oh, really?
Okay.
You can take off all your clothes? What's happening?
He did, actually. Yeah. It was pretty awesome.
Okay.
But what also happened was, I don't know if you were keeping track on the Seahawks social media, because, you know, everyone's talking about Baby Yoda.
Yes.
Well, they decided to mash Baby Yoda with Russell Wilson, and it's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I saw it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, have it you does look pretty Baby? Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Baby Yoda is everywhere.
Oh, I'll have to pull it up for you because it's truly one of the best things ever.
Yeah.
And they made it into their profile picture.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Did they really?
Yeah. Oh.
Baby Russell Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
That is so awesome.
I do want to play one other clip. You know, after the game, a lot of times they talk to players as they're leaving the field. And there's a rookie player for the Seahawks. I thought what he had to say about the game was pretty funny because he's like, yeah, I'm having a great time. It was Ugo Amadi. He's I think he's a safety for the Seahawks. And they're like, hey, how'd you feel about the game? And this was his response.
Don't it feel good to win, baby? It feels so good. I might not sleep tonight, man. I'm on Call of Duty, man.
He's going to go play Call of Duty tonight.
Oh, nice.
I'm with him, man. After that game, again, it's fun watching these primetime games, but it's a pain in the ass to fall asleep.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Especially in Puyallup when it becomes Boom City.
And I thought it was going to be, well, yeah, if you've got the fireworks, nothing you can do about
that.
But I thought for sure, all right, you know what? Well, this is going to be a casual game. I'll be able to ramp down the way the third quarter was going. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, here they go. They're making it a game again. They're giving the Vikings a chance.
Right. I know. It was like within 2 minutes, they made it a four-game, a four-point game.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I was very happy when they missed that extra point because I was like, that could be a difference maker.
That was a difference maker.
Until the fumble happened and all the other fun
stuff. Then that was a difference maker, too. There's a lot of difference makers.
And we'll be talking to Mitch Levy later this morning.
That would be later this morning.
Yeah. And damn Hawks, I didn't get enough sleep.
You're doing a great job, though.
Thank you. I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying, BJ.
Positive. Keep going. That's right.
No fear.
You can do this.
Let's go 2-0.
That's right. 2-1.
Mitch Levy's going to be joining us at 7-1.
Let's go 6-9. You can do this. 6-9.
Nice. That's it. He'll be chatting about, I'm sure he'll also chat a little bit about UW. Some crazy stuff happened there. Chris Peterson, the coach for the Huskies.
Peace out.
He just decided, you know what? I'm done being a coach. Unexpectedly resigned. Handing over the reins to his assistant coach, Jimmy Lake, who they were hoping eventually was going to be a head coach for the team. But it's not like he's leaving to go join another team. He's going to be moving into a leadership advisory role with the Huskies. So,
all right.
So Chris Peterson's kind of still around, but decided, you know what? I'm done being coach after this season, after the bowl game. As far as weather, 51 degrees and cloudy. And thanks to the Shane Company for giving us the mix report.
I don't know how much he had left on his contract, if any. You know, I haven't followed close enough to know. It's like if he's walking away from any money or if he still gets money. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
You know, that's somebody. Mitch would probably know that if he was in a contract year or not. But it's odd that, you know, somebody would leave money on the table.
But he's like that guy where he just doesn't, you know. Yeah, you know, a lot of teams wanted him. A lot of money was being thrown his way before he went with the Huskies. You know, and he was just never that guy that's like, oh, I'm going to follow the money. He just kind of does what he thinks is best for him.
Ah, isn't it great to not have to worry about following the money?
Yeah, I mean, also, he's got millions of dollars in his bank account. Right. Yeah. So it's easy to not follow the money when you have millions of dollars to work with.
I want to be in that position in my life where I go, yeah, you know what? No, it's all right. Keep your money.
It's always that. Money's not important to me.
I don't care.
Well, let's look at your bank statement.
Yeah, exactly. Got a new survey since Steve did talk about the fact that it is Giving Tuesday. And you know what, man? Like Steve said, the way you go about it, go to KISW.com because Coach for Kids, that is a good cause. So go there. All it costs is $20 or be part of the hashtag 69 crew.
A lot of people have been doing that. That's pretty damn awesome. Donate $69, which means that's more than three coats.
And it goes to kids in the Pacific Northwest. That's important. Washington, actually, in Western Washington, too. We a lot of those kids get coats. You could help out. Go to KISW.com. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Who had her dress blown up during the movie The 7-Year Itch?
Monica Lewinsky.
No.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. And I totally heard that wrong. I was thinking somebody exploded her dress.
And with that Bay, who's that director?
Yeah, exactly. Like Michael Bay.
Bay film.
And so when I heard Marilyn Monroe, I'm going, but the grate, where the grate, the air came up and it just shot her dress up over her.
Yeah, blowing it up. That iconic scene.
Yeah.
And that's what's up, PJ.
Yeah, well, when I think of blow it up, man. You know what I mean? I think of an explosion, baby. I suppose in some ways when some people saw that scene. Anyway, you want a shot at me, Steve?
Yeah. Well, hey.
Hey, look, that's all they had back in those days, Steve.
Yeah.
That was their pornography, really. 206-421-ROCK, you want to beat Steve? You can. Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.